After moving to Columbus to attend Ohio State, Rose was surprised by the sheer size of the city.
So I still remember driving down Morse Road and thinking, when is this road going to end? And Easton was not even out there. It was still short. And I remember driving, and it was so long to me. It was so big. Everything was huge. And now you drive, and it's not that bad. But and even going through Ohio State, you go through a university that has traffic lights. That I'm like, what is that? Yeah. I'm like, this is a town. You know, Ohio State on its own, it was just as big as my town in Puerto Rico. So it's a big shock.
Rose was also forced to learn an entirely new language while working and attending school at the same time.
Yeah, so because I didn't know any English, one of the things that I did, I actually went to Columbus State to learn my English because it was a little more comfortable for me. And I started establishing and getting some friends from there and living with my brother. He was the only person that I would speak Spanish to. So I kind of isolated myself from anything that was Spanish so I could learn English. And it was my way of starting to learn about diversity. Because coming from Puerto Rico, all you see is Puerto Ricans. In here, in my ESL class, I have people from Bangladesh, I have people from India, I have people from Iran, I have people from Africa. So it was my first contact with all this diversity. And it was amazing to learn from their culture and be able to build a little bit of community that way. After Columbus State, when I transferred to Ohio State, I realized that I needed to still learn English. So what I did, I went into English literature so I could spend my time immersed completely in English and be able to learn that way. It was difficult. And working at the same time, I started out working at Hyatt downtown as a housekeeper because I didn't want to talk to anyone, and it was something that I could still get some money and not talk to anyone because I was afraid, and I got a job there. Mm-hmm. And I worked for like 4 months, didn't work out. And then after that, I moved to the convention center. They had some little stores in there, and I started talking to people and getting more comfortable. And from there, I started going to retail. So I moved into retail to do a lot of more conversation. Yeah. So that was what I was working while I was in school.